Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
If you haven't already, turn your calendar page, as it is Monday morning, the 1st of October, and that means we don't have a contemporary farm bill in place right now. We fall back on the permanent farm law, which dates back to the 1940s, but that 2014 farm law that was in place yesterday is not there today. And Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, is frustrated that nothing was able to be done by conferees to get a 2018 farm bill complete before the end of September.
I would prefer to have gotten this thing done before the end of September. So a little bit of frustration coming out of me in that regard, because there's no real reason why we shouldn't have got it done. That said, we've got work to do. And getting it done in October is paramount importance right now for me. While the House may not be in session, I'm certainly willing to come back to Washington to get with my three colleagues to negotiate further to get this thing done in this 115th Congress. So,
as you might well expect, agriculture groups expressing disappointment that the bill is not complete as of yet. Especially concerned are some of the groups that depend on FMD money, the Foreign Market Development Program monies, to promote U.S. agriculture goods overseas. That includes folks like the U.S. Meat Export Federation and U.S. Wheat Associates. Their president, Vince Peterson, says that with the Foreign Market Development Program, a budget of $34.5 million a year, it is one of the orphan programs that do not have funding now as of the 1st of October because the Farm Bill is not in place. Peterson says the FMD program is fundamental to our work promoting U.S. wheat around the world. He says with no FMD allocation for fiscal year 2019 yet, we'll have to cover costs incurred after the 1st of October by shifting funds away from our activities or using reserves from producer funds. This is a short-term bridge that we've done in the past, but it's not sustainable for more than just a few months. So the question remains, what's got to be done to get a farm bill complete? Mike Conaway says there's work to be done in virtually all parts of the 2018 measure.
But literally all 12 titles have yet to be locked down. Even the more straightforward titles, we simply just can't come to policy and agreements on. That's frustrating. But there are 12 titles, and there are strong differences of opinion in each one.
House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway, one of the big four when it comes to the Farm Bill negotiations, he and Pat Roberts, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and Democrats Colin Peterson and Debbie Stabenow, hopefully will be working in the month of October to get the thing done. From the calendar, one of three regional qualifiers for the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship happening today starting at 11 a.m. in Holdenville, Oklahoma. Top 10 auctioneers from this regional qualifier will go on to Tulare, California next June. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers at Express Ranch's fall bull sale coming Monday, October 1st, starting at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. You can also go to SuperiorClickToBid.com or Dish Network 232 and DirecTV 603, the Cowboy Channel, to watch live as well. For information, go to ExpressRanches.com. They'll be featuring 272 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, and a great set of females as well. The bulls start selling at about 11 a.m. For more information, go to ExpressRanches.com. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Hope you're going to have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.